If there's one name that Vancouver Canucks fans pretty much universally have a gag reflex for at the moment, no, it's not Dave Bolin. No, it's not Daniel Carcillo. Although we, you know, still pretty much don't like those guys. But Brad Marchand is the villain of the day. He's nicknamed Nose Face Killer. For some reason, his teammates call him the Honey Badger. But we here at Pucked in the Head just like to call him one big, fat, ugly douche. Welcome to the Brad Marchand episode. And yes, pretty much everything we say today is going to be completely biased and easy and lazy, because that's who we are, it's what we do. Chris, my good friend, we're here to talk about, I mean, this should be an easy episode to record, right?
It should. We are full of hate, and we are going to spew that hate into these microphones. I hate Brad Marchand.
You know what makes it easier is he is one ugly motherfucker.
I haven't been able to tell because, I mean, really the cameras can't get close enough with that schnoz of his.
The man's nose, you know, the only thing that's bigger than Brad Marchand's nose is a compiled list of Sammy Salo's injuries. Which is quite ironic, considering.
It is ironic, yeah. Is it close? Like, did that dirty hit actually shift the balance? Maybe that was Marchand's reason for hitting Sammy Salo, was to create something that was, in fact, larger than his own nose.
No, I pretty much think he hit him that way because he's a douche.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we're going to have a link on the website to a very funny advertisement somebody created for the Brad Marchand douche.
The Brad Marchand douche.
Yes, and it's very well done. Excellent ad. I highly recommend if you haven't visited the website already, it will be linked there, and we will find out who made that and credit them for it.
Ladies, I highly recommend that you not purchase this. You'll probably catch something.
Well, you might catch something, or if your male friend, if you should have one, or female friend, if you should have one, finds out that that's what you use, they might not want to visit the area anymore. So if they're a Vancouver Canuck fan or a fan of any legitimate hockey playing team on the planet.
That's an interesting comment, Jason, because you're a Bruins fan.
Okay. Now we've talked about this before, Chris. I grew up as a Bruins fan, and I am a fan of many of the players in Boston Bruins history. Jerry Cheevers is my all-time favorite goaltender. Ray Bourque is my all-time favorite defenseman, okay? However, I do not like the way that the current Boston Bruins play. They are a very talented team, and this is the same comment I have about Brad Marchand as an individual. He is actually the micro to the Bruins macro right now.
Yeah.
He is a talented hockey player. He's also a dink.
He is very much a dink. He has just exploded onto the scene. This is his third year in the NHL.
Well, if you count the, what did he play, like seven games?
He played 20 games 2 years ago. Only managed 1 point. And last year,
77 regular season games.
And 41 points. An additional 19 in the playoffs.
He was the most effective Bruin. It wasn't Milan Lucic. It wasn't Zdeno Chara. It wasn't Nathan Horton.
I will grant you he was the most effective Bruin skater.
Yes, he was the most effective Bruin skater. Of course, Tim Thomas stole the show. But Brad Marchand, I mean, he's a talented player. He's got great hands. He's got good speed. He moves the puck well. He sees the ice well.
Yeah.
The problem is he's fucking dirty.
Yeah.
He's really, really dirty.
He was a repeat offender when he hit Salo.
So his first suspension came against R.J. Umberger.
Right.
Hit the guy, had to jump at the back of his head with his elbow as R.J. Umberger was skating backwards, and Umberger had already lost the puck.
Yeah, there was at least a heartbeat or two between the time the puck left and the time Marchand... Well, and in fairness, Jason, Brad Marchand has to jump if he wants to hit nearly anybody else in the league in the head.
Okay, but that's my point, is if he were hitting people legitimately, he would not be jumping.
Well, if he was hitting people legitimately, though, he would be taking them out pretty much at the knees, right? So, he, you know, it's a really, he's trying to balance things, right? Because If he hits people at his level, he's low bridging them. If he jumps, you know, his problem, Brad Marchand's problem really is that he's got too much vertical.
That he is able to jump too high,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. When Rafi Torres in a Canucks jersey jumped at, was it Duncan Keith behind the net during the Chicago series?
It was Seabrook.
That's a dirty hit. And I said at the time, as a Canucks fan, I said Torres should be suspended for that. I'm sorry, if you low bridge somebody in the knees, this is not like a defenseman with Keith Ballard or Dan Hamhuis or any of the other hip checkers in the league. Hip check a forward who is on rushing and skating on. They're both skating in the same direction and you're angling them into the boards. This is not what he did to Salo. They were skating in opposite directions. He ducked under Salo's hit and targeted the knees.
Yeah, it was a disgusting, disgusting hit.
I'm all for a guy getting suspended if he hits people in a dirty way. Marchand, if he's going to jump, just don't hit. He's got skills. Use the skills. He doesn't need to play dirty to be effective. And we could see that. How many points does he have this year already?
He already has 32 points, 16 goals, 16 assists.
And that's in, what, 40 games?
It's only 37 games.
In 37 games. Not far off a point a game. Why does he need to play dirty in addition to that?
Because he's a douche.
Well, that's a choice, and that's what I'm saying. He doesn't need to play that way. He chooses to play that way. And that's why Brad Marchand is a douche.
Okay.
And that's why, for example, Milan Lucic, when he played in Vancouver in junior, loved the guy. As a pure power forward, loved the guy. When he's dirty, don't love the guy.
So where are we going with this?
We don't have a place we're going with it, man. The whole idea was just to sit here and talk about how we hate Brad Marchand, to get it off our chest. I mean, is there any other... I honestly don't understand how a Bruins fan can defend the guy. Like I said, when I saw Rafi Torres do that dirty hit, I said, no, that's just not cool. I can't think of another Canucks player who has hit someone that dirty.
Off the top of my head, no, I can't. But I think it's very similar to the way that Canucks fans treated Matt Cook. I think that if you nailed down a Bruins fan on the issue, I think that they would probably admit that if they played for anybody else, they'd hate Brad Marchand.
As I've said, if Alex Burrows played for another team, I would probably hate the guy.
Yeah.
Right? And I would doubly hate him for scoring 30 goals.
Yeah.
Because you just want to hate him, but look at, he scores 30 goals. I mean,
yeah,
he's got to have talent, right? I look at, and like I said, Brad Marchand is a microcosmic example of what is wrong with the Boston Bruins. Because, I mean, these guys, Stanley Cup champions, they win all the time. They intimidate other teams because they play mean and dirty hockey.
Yeah.
They intimidate teams. And then they have the skill to back it up.
Yeah. But, and then you look at all the guys that, you know, have come away with injuries because of cheap, dirty plays.
Max Pacioretty, Ryan Miller, Mason Raymond, Andrew Ebbett got injured in the same game that Salo did. No one's talking about it because the Brad Marchand hit was...
Was it dirty, though? I didn't think it was a dirty hit.
He hit the guy's head. Andrew Ebbett was reaching for the puck, and I'm sorry, I don't remember. I think it was Boychuk, but I'm not sure who it was who went into the corner with him. But the hit hit his head. He was reaching for the puck. He didn't raise his arms or anything. He just went in, but it hit Ebbett's head and shoulder into the boards.
Hmm.
Right? Enough that the guy needs surgery.
Yeah. Well, clearly I'm not a fan.
And like I said, the history of the Boston Bruins, there's a lot of things to like. Even on this team, I like Zdeno Chara. I mean, this is a Norris Trophy winner, hardest slap shot in the league. He's a mountain of a man and a wonderful hockey player. Tim Thomas, great puck stopper, great competitive spirit, interesting guy. There's some good things on this team. I just don't like the nasty side. It's the ugly side of hockey. And I don't like that they are the ones that are the champions of this league.
I think that the reason Boston fans put up with it is probably the same reason.
Because they win.
Well, there is definitely that. And there's also, you know, you take a look at Canucks fans. The Canucks are absolutely loathed outside of Vancouver, almost universally so. And I think that the reason is you only focus on the negatives when you're in another fan base. All we see when we look at the Boston Bruins are dirty plays and talented guys beating teams that we like. We don't, you know, and I think the reverse is true with other teams looking at Vancouver. I don't think those fan bases see Alex Burrows going to Canucks Place and working with disabled children. I don't think that they see all of the interviews where BX shows that he's, you know, an absolutely hilarious interview.
As we talked about before the podcast, I mean, Brad Marchand, after that game, when he hurt Salo and he was thrown out for the clipping hit, was the first one to come out. And when the media even baited him and wanted him to say something about Roberto Luongo not getting the start in that game. And he took the high road in that case, and he said, you know what? I think it's great that Vancouver gave Corey Schneider the start in his hometown.
Yeah.
So, and it would have been really easy for Brad Marchand to come out and call Luongo a bunch of girls' names and say he was weak for not being in the net.
Yeah.
It's not like Brad Marchand is evil. And I've already lauded him for his offensive ability and his skating and all of that. His hockey sense is wonderful. He represented Team Canada in the World Juniors. A lot like Steve Downey was awesome in Team Canada colors at the World Juniors. And then he goes to the Tampa Bay Lightning and he's a goon.
Yeah, it's a unique problem to the World Juniors. Because the age group is so limited, you end up with a lot of players who are able to dominate in that very narrow age group. And then once they get to the NHL and they're playing against the best of all ages, they suddenly have to find a different role for themselves.
I can see what you're saying. I think that's a bullshit argument because, like we can see, Brad Marchand, in just his, he's only played one full season in the league. This is his second full season in the league, and he's scoring 32 points in 37
games. Brad Marchand definitely has the skills to be a skilled player. Steve Downey, I don't think he does.
But it doesn't mean that Steve Downey needs to leap off the ice and into guys' heads.
Or duck to the ice and take a guy's knees out, as the case may be.
Well, with Brad Marchand in this case.
So I guess what we're saying is Brad Marchand, be somebody that we can like instead of being a fucking douche.
That's pretty much it. And it would be pretty easy to like him if we only looked at the highlights of his puck handling, his goals, you know, how he handles that side of the game. Outstanding. It's a lot like looking at the old footage of Bobby Clark and the Broad Street Bullies. When they were playing hockey, they were amazing, and that's why they won two consecutive Stanley Cups in Philly. But after the whistle, or if they got down, they just beat the crap out of teams, and they were called bullies. That was their nickname, was bullies. They're brutal.
And now, instead of respecting Marchand for his goal-scoring prowess, we're looking at YouTube clips and giggling when he gets obliterated by PK Subban skating down the wing.
Yeah.
All right. Brad Marchand, stop being a douche. Jason, it's been fun.
Thanks, Chris.
Familiar terrain. construction crane and I'm tearing. I'm tearing up the rules to the game. Now the moon's on the wane, I'm feeling slightly more sane. I'm riding shotgun with my stomach and we're ready for fame. But I'm losing, my grip on the reins. It's all too
in the ass.